Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Price and he is out, Euler applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Euler reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan fields the ball and throws to Sparma covering. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Price and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Johnny Padres now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Freehan moves to third. One out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres bunts towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to home to get Freehan. Euler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to third. Padres moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Buford reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to third for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Price and he is out, Ward applying the tag. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Price settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Price. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barry strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Price hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres is 0-for-1 in the game. Podres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Price settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Price. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. one out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Price and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Martin moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Jim Price. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump bunts towards the mound. Locker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locker. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ray Euler. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to home to get Freehan. Trusiewski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to third. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Norm Cash now playing first base. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bill Freehan now catching. Jim Northrup now P. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Buford. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.